Hi everybody, my name is Brenda. I'm here today with Drew Phoenix, and we will be talking about the NEI certificate program, Ecotherapy, and exploring kinship relations using ecotherapy and art therapy. Drew, can you tell us a little bit about the course?
Sure, I can. Exploring kinship relations using ecotherapy and art therapy was taught this fall, and it's usually taught every other year or every couple years. The two facilitators of the class are Anne Fillmeyer and Debbie Schroeder. And Anne Fillmeyer is the director of the ecotherapy program, and she's also the president of Southwestern College. Debbie Schroeder is the program chair for the MA in Art Therapy and Counseling program, and she's an art therapist and has a background in practicing art therapy as well as being an author, and has written a couple of books on the topic of art therapy. So taking this course with these two women was pretty amazing because of their backgrounds, and I was really interested in pursuing this just because I really like the idea of both combining both nature and art in a learning environment. So the course itself spanned over 2 days. It was a full weekend, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And during that time, we of course talked about nature, and we also went out in nature and we made art. The focus of the course was really about kinship relations. And kinship relations are our interpersonal relations with other humans, but also our relationships with planet Earth, Mother Earth, trees, plants, rocks, and animals, non-human animals. And exploring this relationship in the context of art. And so we spent a lot of time outdoors, walking around and meditating with nature, and then coming back and spending a couple of hours making art as a result of our outdoor experience.
That's great. Can you tell us what you liked about the course?
I really liked the combination of nature and art. I really enjoyed making art after meditating outdoors. The meditation outdoors was really remarkable for me because I had had a stressful week at work, and I entered into this class with a certain level of stress. And then when I was outside with nature, I just felt this calming feeling come over me. And the more I was out in nature, the more calmer I got, and I really felt like I was in resonance with the earth. At one point, we were asked to take off our shoes and to walk around barefoot and to really commune with the rhythms of Mother Earth. And so I think that that part of it I particularly liked because I could see and feel how it impacted my nervous system. And then making the art afterwards was just the cherry on top, the pastel resistance. It was just a really great way to integrate my experience outdoors by making art.
Could you tell us how you will use this?
I think because I have a private practice as a therapist, I definitely will use this with clients. The way I would use it would be to engage my clients in connecting with nature and making art afterwards. And recognizing that the time that my clients have in nature could really be a healing experience in and of itself. Working to connect with Mother Earth and recognizing the healing power of just being amongst trees and going on walks. All of this is a really powerful therapeutic experience, and this research is showing now that being out in nature can be tremendously healing for people. And so that's how I'll apply it. I'll think about, well, how can my clients, if they're interested in being outdoors, how can I engage them in connecting back with Mother Nature and Mother Earth and making art around that?
Thank you so much, Drew. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Well, thank you. It was nice to share.